So this is what? Sea cow and the blue bonnet steamroller.
No, no blue bonnet. You got to keep
sea cow
the alliteration.
And the
yeah, keep the
sea
alliteration.
Sea cow and the steamroller?
No, the. Just sea cow and steamroller.
I like it. I like it. We'll get into some show name talk here in a minute because I'm dealing with some of that. All my energies are not focused on our little show. No. So we don't have a producer. We got rid of that. We just talked about that. I don't know what battle to fight. Like, should I go for the we need a producer back or let's get mixes back? You don't really care.
No, mixes are not going to happen.
Why?
It's just not going to happen.
It's a half hour after their show ends and we basically get up and running.
I know, but I think you have a better chance of coming up with some kind of producer compromise than changing the formatics of the station.
You don't think, God, don't say it like that. Changing the formatics of the station.
That's what it sounds
like quite a mountain.
That's my Mount Everest. They're dug in. That's the way weekends work now. There's no changing it.
So they replay Grieve for 15 minutes?
Yeah, for like the fifth time this week.
And I was going to yell at Machine and Justin for some of their fashion talk because they did a big fashion segment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you that mixing, that the banter between shows is oftentimes some of the best conversation. But
again, who's voting for that? Like, because I think they're using it as a reason to expose the great weekday programming, which it is, to everyone every chance they get. So they don't. It's not like they care about weekend ratings. So why not use a little bit of that time to draw attention and point fingers at the weekday, which I guess makes sense.
Because weekend hosts can't be trusted.
Right.
Can't be trusted to not get in trouble with content or with the clock.
Which is true.
So, you know, we dug our own grave there. But I played a part in having that toy taken away.
Large part, I'd say.
Yeah. It's my fault.
But it's
I'm
like
sorry.
A weekend P1 is like, man, they want mixes or they want more just doofing off on the weekends. I've never heard anyone be like, God, these replays are great. But I guess I only hear the reaction from weekend P1s or whatever.
I wouldn't fall on that sword. I'm just telling you that's wasted energy.
I don't think so, Dave. I don't think think you know what we can do if we put our mind to something.
As human beings?
Yeah.
You've been around Norm too long.
I'm positive, uplifting stuff. All right, what do you got? We'll do Cowboys probably next because that is pretty good. There's some juicy stuff there, but you want to talk about the news du jour?
Yeah, so I was taken by surprise when I heard the news.
You heard it Friday first time?
Yes, I was not. Actually, I didn't even hear the on-air announcement. I heard the tease of it, and the first time I actually heard of it was the like the inner office email that Kat sent out announcing it. And so, you know, I was on the distribution list of that with, like, you know, the press release and everything.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was kind of surprised. It thinking about it, if you step back, you know, obviously that Norm has a history of working with black guys. You know that they are buddies on the Cowboys postgame show, so
right.
they have a history of working together and some chemistry. And now that Jake is basically a co-host of Bad Radio, then you had, I mean, it seems like somebody's always on vacation on that show.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody's there, then you have four hosts, and it's just too many voices and not enough airtime.
Yeah.
So I think it makes sense as a distribution of talent and distribution of your salaried personnel to put Donnie 10 to noon. And, you know, Norm's not getting any younger. It helps prop him up and gives him somebody to banter with other than you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question for you, do you welcome this as a refreshing change and you're thinking about all the possibilities that you can, segments that you can create for these two guys? Or are you going to be glaring at Donnie through the glass because he's stealing all of your prime?
Yeah,
time?
No, I absolutely hate that a-hole.
Okay.
I hate his guts.
Yeah. So he's kind of busting in on your territory. Mm-hmm.
sipping my Kool-Aid.
Right.
As the phrase is.
In the community?
No. As the common phrase is. Has nothing to do with the community. I think you actually did a really good job of listing what I mean, I have a literal list of pros and cons for this move. And, you know, I don't know what I'd get in trouble for, so I don't want to, like, talk too much. But, I mean, it's been something we've kicked around for a while.
Right.
You know, whispered about quite a long time ago. And there was talk to do it at the day of Norm's 40th anniversary. Once it came to be, like, we're going to do this, we were thinking about doing the last segment, which I thought would be kind of cool. Like, bam, 40 years. And then, but the problem was they were in Oxnard, and it was just chaotic, you know,
right.
Like it was just sort of messy. So the thought was then to do it when we got back or when they all got back in town. But yeah, I mean, I have a, you know, talking to Kat, talking to Norm, talking to Donnie, talking to some of the Bad Radio guys, there's just a list of pros and cons. And I think you actually laid out, you know, most of the biggest reasons. What's the con? Like, that's really my issue. I had almost nothing on my list of reasons why I don't think this is a good idea. I mean, it's a weird move. It changes people's lives and people don't like change necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I can think of cons just from a personal perspective where, you know, for you, it's the con of, you know, not having as big a role on the show, potentially.
Yeah, maybe that's for me. I'm really not worried about
it. You know, for Donnie, he has to get up earlier, and he
walks at 12:10.
He has to, his day is done at noon.
You walk at 12:01.
He has to watch and listen to Norm eat.
Okay, now you're talking.
And he, I guess, theoretically gets less airtime because he's on 2 hours instead of three.
But don't you think that's probably false? If you're saying airtime?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he moves into a more prominent role on, albeit a slightly shorter show. But, I mean, look, Bad Radio is loaded with talent. I mean, you know, Jake and TC jump in a lot, too. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, wrestling for a minimal amount of airtime. And
right.
they all do have good stuff to say. And Donovan was obviously a massive part of that for a lot of years. But it's just, I mean, I don't feel like he's – I really don't feel like he's getting any lesser role. Like, I totally – you're moving from a three-man booth, which you might argue is a four-man booth, to a one-man booth or a one-and-a-half-man booth.
Yeah, I mean
– again, me, Reddit.
Like I said,
looking at nudes,
my first impression is it's a smart reshuffling of the deck.
Yeah.
It's a good distribution of talent and hopefully makes each of those shows fresher and more focused.
Exactly. That's the consensus is when you weigh all the options.
And what have you heard, whether out last night or via email, Twitter from the P1s? What is the
really good
consensus?
Yeah, really good. I mean,
people are digging
85-90% positive. And again,
I know people love, they live for the Cowboys post game.
Yeah. No, I everyone, you know what? It's funny. The people who are sort of ticket junkies who can hear and see what you just said, like describe the thought process behind something like this, they all basically get it 100%. Now, there's some people who don't like Norm or don't like Donovan,
right,
or don't like Bad Radio. So, you know, they're like, oh, I'm not going to listen to this now, or I'm not going to listen to this now. It's like, oh, whatever. We care, but we can't, you can't make everybody happy all the time, you know? So,
yeah, you have, I don't know. I guess Norm is technically the sportsiest show on the station. And I think that you're more Guy Talk ticket listener, that kind of P1, a lot of times you'll hear from them, yeah, I listen to the ticket all day, but I usually don't listen to Norm. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't take it. It's too focused on sports and not goof off enough.
And while the ratings don't necessarily reflect what you just said, I hear that a lot.
Yeah.
I hear that sometimes.
And that's what I was saying. On the flip side of that, the ratings, actually Norm outperforms Bad Radio. But I think that perhaps this, like I said, shuffling of the deck makes each show stronger, makes the people that think that Norm is too sportsy
exactly.
And it's just Norm, now it's more of a you know, chemistry-driven show like every other show on the ticket.
That's exactly right. And I'm going to have a lot of fun with Donnie. Like, I don't. It's funny. Like you've said it, and a couple people on Twitter are like, "Oh, sorry, sorry, buddy, or whatever, boom, whatever they call me. Sorry, sea cow, sad sea cow face, or something." I didn't even think any of that until people started saying it. I'm like, what do you think? You think they're gonna add payroll and add a host right now?
Yeah, no.
Like that's not gonna happen. It's not like, hey, let's add a host. No, this is a financial, you know, neutral. It's just moving someone. I mean, I don't know contractually. Maybe there's something that applies to this, but I was not a candidate to jump in and be a host right now. I mean, right. I'd like to think maybe someday, but hell, I do. And none Doubtful. Of us know that crap. Like, yeah. Everyone kind of asks us and they want to know. Like, none of us know. Trust me, we speculate. I'll go out with Jake and I'll go out with TC and all these guys. And like, sure, you kick it around. It's soap opera, man. This is like our WWE. It's like our little soap opera. And yes, we care about the inner workings and the behind-the-scenes stuff. And yeah, it's fun to talk about and dream about and think about. And but the truth is, we don't know the answers. But in this case, dude, that was never an option. It was just a smart move to maybe move Donovan into a spot where, again, I believe he's going to get a lot more opportunity to be on the mic and, you know, and do better. Now, Norm, we'll see. I think Norm's going to struggle a little bit. I mean, you're talking 40 years of the Norm Hitzkiss show. And the plan is there's no more the Norm Hitzkiss show. This is the Norm and Donovan show. This is whatever the hell we decide to call it, of which there are a lot of funny names rolling in. And I highly encourage you to tweet me at Mike Saroy, because we're going to go through one of the first things we do Monday is going to go through just some of these hilarious names. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What a load of garbage.
And I have no doubt Norm's not going to like most of them. But there's some really funny ones. But yeah, I don't know. I think the biggest X factor is how Norm will handle being a co-host.
Right.
Which you can say what you want about me. I don't do anything. I mean, I sit there and we bandy back and forth, but I don't handle anything. I mean, Donovan's going to handle in and outs. Donovan's going to be a part, you know, he's going to be half of the show. And that's how we want it. And that's the only way to make this fair. So I think it's just going to be a transition period where Norm, not because he doesn't want to relinquish half of whatever, it's just because I don't think he's going to either come naturally to him, or it's going to be such a foreign idea that it's going to be unique, certainly for the first week.
I mean, I don't know. He's a pro. I don't think it'll be that difficult of an adjustment. I think that they may have some issues of stepping on each other for the first couple weeks, but I don't see that being an issue. I think they have enough established chemistry, and I think Norm can roll with whatever. He's proved that he's pretty flexible.
Yeah.
Since he came here.
No doubt. You're right. Dude's basically a chameleon. Like he'll be fine. It's going to be a little weird though.
It'll be weird, but like you said, it doesn't necessarily change anything for you, because you're still going to be the sounding board, and you're still going to be chiming in with what people are saying on Twitter, and you're going to be kind of driving the bus as far as here's what's next. Yep. But, you know, so I don't really think your role is going to change that much.
No, I agree. And I think what you said about it being, I don't even know what the hell a little more tickety means, you know, but that seems to be the consensus, what, you know, people who don't listen to Norm say, you know, it's just, we're talking Ranger bullpen. It's like, we want to take a little break and like bounce around a little bit, but Norm's not changing.
No.
Norm's going to kill his sports segments. And dude, those two are going to destroy Cowboys for the next few months.
Yeah.
Like it is going to be the best Cowboy show in the Metroplex. No doubt. Those two killing it Mondays, Tuesdays, Fridays. I mean, it is going to be great. Donovan and I have already talked about like mobilizing and getting out to the Valley Ranch more than I do, more than we do, getting funny stuff, getting great audio, like original stuff. Like we're excited about all this.
That's good.
Thing. Yeah. But all that said is that, yeah, like I'm looking forward to the Donovan factor. You know, like, look, there's jokes that I make to Norm or like that I wouldn't make with my friends. You know what I mean? It's like a different style or level, and it's his show. So I'm not going to like, you know what I mean? Like it's a different type of humor or whatever. But I think with Donovan coming in, it is going to free me up and him up to be a little more wild ass. And it may be funny, like the situation Norm gets into and like the whole, you know, the interaction between all of us, obviously mainly those two. But I really think that will be a net result. It'll be more of a fun show, whatever the hell. I don't even want to say it's not fun now, but more fun, more tickety, and a win for everyone, including P1. I really think that. That's why we're doing it.
I'm excited for all those reasons, and particularly because we are on the cusp of Cowboys season.
Yeah, perfect timing, because those dudes kill it at you know, post game. So, man, I'm really looking forward to it. It should be fun.
Good. I'm glad we solved that.
Fixed it.